You're listening to SBS News.
After months of sustained attacks from Italian ministers on the French government, Emmanuel Macron is retaliating. In an unusual move between companion members of the European Union, France has recalled its ambassador to Rome, Christian Marseille. French diplomats say Paris acted after a number of insults from Italy, culminating in a decision by the Deputy Prime Minister of Italy, Luigi Di Maio, to meet with members of the Yellow Vest campaign. The Yellow Vest campaign has been ongoing for months and has led sometimes to violent protests against the President Macron. At least 10 protesters have died in the movement, and more than 1,800 French citizens and 1,000 policemen have been wounded. Italian Interior Minister Matteo Salvini says Italy does not want tension with France, despite his previous comments accusing France of doing nothing to bring peace to Libya. Instead, he says he has key issues to address with French ministers.
The first one is that 15 Italian terrorists have been drinking champagne in France for decades while they should be in jail in Italy. Therefore, if the French government would give us back what is ours, we are ready to welcome them. The second issue is that in the last 2 years at the Italian-French borders, the French government, the one that has been giving us lessons on generosity and hospitality, has rejected more than 60,000 migrants, women and children included, abandoning some of them in the forest at night. And in my opinion, this is not the behaviour of a civilised country. The third thing is that the Gendarmerie, one of two French national police forces, controls the trains transporting commuters from Italy to France, wasting hours and hours of work on our fellow countrymen.
Mr. Salvini claims he wishes to solve the problems between France and Italy, but asserts that Italy will not back down on any of the requests that they have made.
But we've already turned all the cheeks that we could, and I hope that in Paris they are willing to discuss all the practical issues I spoke about, and if we are going to do this on the Pescara seafront, so much the better.
The Australian National University's Dr. Ben Mercer says the spat will blow over and is more reflective of the changing nature of politics in Europe than the immediate relationship between Italy and France.
In most respects, this isn't so much an issue about Italy and France, but than Italy and the rest of Europe more broadly. So whether this affects the relationship longer term really depends on what happens with these respective leaders in their in the next few years. I mean, at the moment, Macron is quite vulnerable given the extent of popular discontent that has become evident in France and also his weak response to it in many respects, that he's not really been able to deal with it properly. So this is one reason why leaders in Italy are also trying to sort of make capital out of attacking him, as well as they've got their own political rivalries.
Antoinette Radford, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.